The political rivals bobbed and weaved on familiar topics ranging from pensions to public education, with the governor frequently accusing his opponent of misleading voters on the probability of passing expanded gaming and inflating estimates for how many millions it could bring in.
It was 200, then 250, then it worked its way up to 500. Now it's as much as 550 you used a couple times ago. These are made up numbers.
Defending his proposed Medicaid changes, which include work volunteering or job training mandates for some recipients, Bevin said he's the only candidate who knows what it's like to go without health insurance. He claimed he was denied coverage for a time because adopting a child was considered a pre-existing condition. Asked whether he would release his tax returns if elected to a second term, the governor said he would not.
Everything that people want to know is known. It's not required by law for a reason.
Meanwhile, Beshear stuck close to arguments he's made throughout the campaign that he can raise enough new revenue to fully fund education, that health care is a basic human right, and that Bevin lacks the temperament to lead.
You can't insult somebody and then ask them to sit down at the table and get something done.
The attorney general went on to say the Republican favors policies that help those at the top.
And virtually every single thing he'll name applies solely to the wealthy. He thinks that they are a different class than other Kentuckians.
The rapid-fire exchange was the next-to-last joint appearance for the candidates scheduled before the election. The final televised debate is set for tonight on WLWT. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.